This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're going to do our podcast for March. March is just an outstanding month for people who enjoy fishing the mountain brook trout streams. These run all the way from here in the middle part of Virginia all the way down into the Smokies. We even get into some of it. Parts up in the Adirondacks. I slip up there and do those. Of course, there's a guy who hit up in there a little bit later. But the mountain trout fishing is just really fantastic. Let's start in early March and try to lay out what I do on the monthly basis. Early in March, the streams are still cool. You seldom get great hatches in early March. However, the Epilus pluralis nymphs, this is our first big mayfly nymph, gets going, and they move down into the lower part of the riffles. And there they grow to where they're going to reach full maturity by the middle of March. But in early March, what I do there, I move into the lower part of the stream and I fish the Mr. Rapidan beadhead nymph, size 14, upstream dead drift. I cast it upstream so it drops right below those riffles because that's where these nymphs are now. And then I use our Murray's nymph leader that has two of those SA indicators in it. I fish that on a 9 foot 5X Murray's nymph leader, casting it right so it drops right below there, and fish it dead drift all the way back down. And that is usually pretty effective. Now, by the middle of March, then the water temperature warms up. The magic number for me is 40 degrees. When I realize these streams have been 40 degrees for four consecutive days, then I know historically these nymphs are getting active, the trout's metabolic needs is turning on, and then we get some great fishing. But that usually is probably the middle of March before that happens. Now, once we get at that point, then we have some of the duns are hatching, we've got more of the mayflies emerging out, and one trick that I've told a lot of the boys in our classes to do is fish the Mr. Rapidan parachute dry fly in a 14 on a 9 foot 5X leader, and then go with the emerger on about a 2 or 3 foot dropper under that Mr. Rapidan parachute. We put the Mr. Rapidan emerger on that dropper under it. And about half the fish I catch in the middle of March now, I'm taking on the dry, and half of them I'm taking on that emerger. Now, as the season rolls on, let's get down to maybe three quarters of the way through March. Then the hatches are going to get so great, especially on the Epilus pluralis, that you can just pretty much stay with the dry Mr. Rapidan in a 14. You don't have to fool with the nymph. You don't have to fool with the emerger. Because once that thing holds in there at that temperature for a while, you're going to have fantastic fishing. By the third week of March, there are going to be fish on almost every feeding station in the nice pools. If you're careful with what you're doing, you can take the biggest fish is going to be on the lip. You got to be careful on that, maybe do a slack line cast. But that's the primary feeding station. You can usually take one off the lip, and then one middle way up in the pool, and then one up in the head of the pool. But that is very exciting fishing. Now, along about the second, third week of March, we start getting blue quail hatches. This is a small fly. It's a very fragile fly. It's very susceptible to cold weather. Screw it up like man overboard. But it's well matched with a dry fly in about a size 16, and I'd probably be fishing that on 6X so you get a better drift. But on cold mornings, these little blue quills can't get airborne very quickly. And often the current kind of pushes them over to the side where you've got some back eddies. And it's not at all unusual to see these brook trout move over into those back eddies and sip these little blue quill duns right off the surface one by one. And it's exciting fishing. Now, if you like to see heavy hatches of returning mayflies toward the latter part of March, The Epiphytes pluralis spinners are coming back. Now, you still got, you've got the Epiphytes pluralis duns hatching. So we'll say the last 2 hours of daylight. You've got the Epiphytes pluralis hatching. You've got the spinners coming back and laying eggs. There's one canyon on a stream that I'd rather not identify, that when I hike out of that canyon, it's not at all unusual to see hundreds and hundreds of Epiphytes pluralis spinners in the air mating and depositing their eggs on the stream. Now, we've developed that Mr. Rapidan spent wing spinner in a 14 for that, and it's very effective. But actually, the parachute 14, Mr. Rapidan, does a good job on that. But just don't pass up anything in March. March is just too good a time in the mountain to pass it up. Now, strangely enough, we're getting some pretty good bass fishing in March. The last 2 years, March have been good. Now, what you are looking for on the smallmouth bass? Early in March, since the water is still very cool in the North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River, the bass want to feed on something that's going to give them a big mouthful. The other thing they're looking for is places where the current is not as fast as it is ripping down the middle of the river. All right, in order to give them a mouthful, I'm going to go to these Magnum streamers we've developed. The Magnum Hogsucker streamer, the Magnum Darter, the Magnum Gray Ghost, all of those on a 3X long size 4 fly is giving these smallmouth a mouthful to feed on. Now, where I go to find feeding stations that they can hang on pretty easily would be the back eddies. Now, if you don't know what I'm calling the back eddy on these rivers, it's going to be on the below a riffle, on the side of the stream, away from the main current. How did I say that now? Below the riffle, on the slow side of the current. You know, the main current's ripping down one side and creates a great big lazy Susan back eddy back there. Some of these are range from anywhere from 20 to 50 feet across. They can run from 4 to 6, 7 feet deep. These are the back eddies that when Jeff and I are floating the river, we'll devote maybe a half hour or more to an area the size of a tennis court. And these big bass are down deep, and we just crawl these flies right across the stream bottom. These are bigger than the average bear, and you can really hit some of those big back eddies and get some good fishing. Now, if you have any questions on any of this, just ring me at the fly shop here in Edinburgh. The number here is 540-984-4212. This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you a whole lot for listening.